Good afternoon and welcome to Piaggio conference call. Today we are here to share with you the outcomes of our board of directors. The conference will be, as usual, divided into two separate panels. In the first one, we will review the consolidated financial results for the first 9 months of 2009. In the second one, we will be available for a Q&A session. Attending today meeting, there are Mr. Colaninno, Piaggio Group Chairman and CEO, and Mr. Paluttini, General Manager Finance. I remind you that to follow the conference call, you can find the presentation slides in the investor relations section of our website at the following address, www.piaggiogroup.com. And now I hand over to Mr. Paluttini.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome to everybody. We can start from pages 3 and 4 that show the Piaggio Group first 9 months 2009 financial statement. Having a first look at our consolidated P&L for the first 9 months results, we can see that it shows a total level of revenues of 1,173.1 million euro with a decrease of about 116 million euro, that means 9% less than previous year. Compared to the results of the first half of 2009, when the decrease for net sales, which accounted 11.6%, the third quarter decrease resulted in 3%, reducing the gap with previous year's sales. The difference in the exchange rates accounted for 7.4 million, so that the decrease in revenue would have been minus 8% at the same rate. The gross margin was 374.3 million euro, with a 16 million decrease compared to last year, but with a remarkable increase in terms of ratio to net sales, which grew to 31.9% in 2009 compared to 30.3% in 2008. And this increase is even more significant if we look at the third quarter results only, with a gross margin ratio of 33%. Compared to 30.4% of the same 08 period. This is the result of a strong product cost reduction policy and our proper pricing management. The EBITDA was 172.1 million euro, that means about 7 million less than 08, with an EBITDA margin of 14.7% on net sales, increasing from the 13.9% in 2008. Also in this case, the current year third quarter was better than last year. In fact, in this year, the EBITDA margin was 17.1% versus 13.2% of previous year. The income before tax was 79.5 million, which is 6.8% on net sales compared to 6.5% of previous year. The net income was 40.1 million euro versus the 62 million of the previous year, taking into account about 50% tax rate compared to the 26% of 2008. The net debt level was 352.6 million euro, which means 25 million higher than last year, while compared to December 2008, the net debt was about 7 million lower. Now, moving on to the slide number 5, we can take a look at the net sales trend. So, Piaggio Group total net sales accounted for, as we said, 1,173 million euro, with a decrease of 9% over 2008. The total two-wheel sales, only vehicles, accounted for 746 million euro versus 852 million euro of 2008, that means minus 12%, while commercial vehicle sales increased to 283 million euro from 272 million euro of previous year. The two-wheels European sales, including spare parts and accessories, decreased by almost 128 million euros, that means 13% over last year, to a level of about 863 million euros, compared to a total two-wheels European market decrease of 17%, considering both scooters and motorcycles. Anyway, it has to be mentioned that the EMEA 23% net sales slowdown registered in the first quarter of 2009 has been gradually reduced to a decrease of 10% in the second quarter of 2009 and to a decrease of 7% in the third quarter of 2009. European sales decrease has affected both Italy, with a 9% versus last year, and the other European countries as a whole, with a 6% versus 2008. Going into details, Spain and the UK were the countries which registered the highest decreases, ranging from 30% in the UK and 46% in Spain, while good and positive performance came from France, plus 25%, and Belgium, plus 8%, and Ireland, plus 4%. The good fresh performance was boosted by the MP3 success, which sold 11.9 thousand units in 2009 compared to the 2.5 thousand units sold in 2008 first 9 months in France. On a worldwide basis, the MP3 totally sold in the first 9 months more than 20,000 units, accounting for more than 97 million euros compared to 9,000 units of last year. The two-wheeled Asian sales were up to 44 million from 35 of last year. That means a 24% increase. Such an increase was completely concentrated in the third quarter of 2009 and benefited, of course, from the results of our new Vietnamese operation started in June 2009. In America, the two-wheels sales were 53 million euros, that means 23 million less than previous year, that means about 31% less. After a positive first quarter, a significant decrease was registered in the second and in the third quarters of the current year, coming from the difficult economic situation in America, that drove to a total scooter market decrease of 66% compared to last year. Commercial vehicles, the decrease in European sales, a 6% decrease compared to a market decrease of 31%, has been totally offset by the 10% increase of Indian sales that grew to 208 million from 189 million in 2008, and not considering the exchange rate, the total Indian net sales would have been approximately 10 million higher, that means an increase by 15% over last year. Also, in the Indian commercial vehicle business, it's important to mention the difference between different quarters. In particular, the third quarter of the year, Piaggio Indian sales grew by almost 12%. Against an increase of 10% in the second quarter and a decrease by 1.4% in the first quarter. Considering both two-wheels and commercial vehicles business segments, the extra European revenues contribution to total sales increased from 23.5% in the first 9 months of last year up to 26% in the same period of 2009. In terms of businesses and in line with market trends, the two-wheels slowdown affected most motorcycle sales, minus 31% compared to last year, while scooter sales decreased by almost 7%. Such a figure can be compared with the European scooter market, that is our segment, that decreased in the same period by 14%. The spare parts were down by 5.4%, for a total amount of 141 million euros, and other revenues decreased by 15 million euros, mainly due to the decrease of the BMW contract and engine business. Finally, the change in the exchange rates year over year impacted by 7.5 million of the total revenues, mainly due to the devaluation of Indian rupee and pound sterling, partially offset by the benefits coming from the revaluation of U.S. dollar. The next slide shows the related to the volume trend, that shows that the overall number of units sold decreased to 475,000 units. That means an about 12% decrease versus last year, made up by a minus 30% in the Q1 -13% of the Q2 and a -3% of the Q3. Going into detail, third quarter volumes were 44,000 less than previous year. That means -30%. Down to about 300,000 units with a significant growing weight of the over 50cc segment from 55% up to 61% in 2009 year to date. A significant part of the disposable market, which is due to the Italian government campaign to support the two-wheel sales, which was almost completely focused on over 50cc segment. The motorcycle units were 30,000 less than previous year, down to 33,000 units. And good news continued to come from the energy prices, both for scooters and motorcycles. We registered a unit price increase by 6% for scooters and 11% for motorcycles. It worth to be mentioned that the contribution of Made in Vietnam scooter sales accounted for more than 9,000 units starting from June 2009 up to the end of September. The contribution of the new Aprilia motorcycle RSV4, which competed in the Superbike World Championship with good results, and also thanks to these successful performances, the units sold for this vehicle were more than 1,250, accounting for more than 50 million euros. The three and four wheelers unit sold had an overall 22% increase up to above 143,000 units, thanks to the Indian performances that registered an increase of 4%, which is 18% if we consider only the last quarter. Also in this business, we had an average unit price increase both in Europe, 30%, and in India, 5%. Going on to the next slide, we can see the EBITDA evolution. It accounted a 7 million decrease down to 172 million from 179 in 08. This reduction was completely due to the net sales reduction and the consequent gross margin decrease in absolute terms, partially offset by savings in operational expenses. In terms of EBITDA margin, it rose from 13.9% of 08 up to 14.7% in 09. And this growth is even more relevant if we compare only the results of the third quarter, in which the EBITDA grew from 51.2 million euro of previous year, that means 13.2% EBITDA margin, up to 64.6 million euro. That means a 17.1% in terms of EBITDA margin. The gross margin reduction in absolute terms was 16.2 million euros, entirely due to the decreased level of sales. And in terms of ratio to net sales, the gross margin significantly grew from 30.3% to 31.9% in 2009. In particular, the negative impacts coming from the lower sales accounted for 41 million, while positive offsets came thanks to the higher purchasing and production efficiencies. And these efficiencies, despite the production units decrease, and also due to price increases, mainly in India, but not only in India. Thanks to the efforts towards a strict control of the group operational expenses, we registered a 9 million euro reduction in operational expenses, that means a -3%, while amortizations were in line with previous year. Going on the next slide, below shows the net income evolution. It accounted for the first 9 months for 40.1 million euro, compared to 62 of last year. The EBIT amounted to 103.1 million euro with a growing EBIT margin from 8.5 to 8.8. The 7 million decrease comes from what we have just analyzed. in terms of EBITDA, and the financial expenses showed a reduction by 2.8 million euros compared to last year, thanks to the decrease of the cost of debt, which was mainly due to the lower interest rates, but also to some other cost efficiency. At tax level, according to the international accounting standards, we applied the forecasted tax rate for 2009, that is currently about 50%, significantly different from the 26% tax rate of 2008. I remind you that last year we benefited from motor goods tax losses carried forward on Piaggio and Sisi, with a tax asset that will be reversed starting from 2009. As a consequence of this, we had a tax increase that accounted for approximately 17.7 million euros compared to last year. And at the same tax rate of previous year, the net income would have been 58.8 million, which means 5% on total sales, so 0.2% higher than 2008. Moving to the next slide, we can have a look at the balance sheet, where we can see how the slight increase in the working capital led to a consequent increase in the net invested capital, with an improvement of the net financial position by 7 million compared to December 2008. In order to better understand the financial evolution, we can directly move to the next slide. We can see that there was a cash generation in the 9 months period by 7 million euros, reducing the debt level to 352.6 million. The main components of such positive evolution were the operating cash flow, which generated 108 million coming from the P&L. Then we have a working capital increase by 14 million euros, which is in line with the previous year evolution, and the capital expenditure that accounted for 67 million euros. That means 8 million higher than previous year due to our ongoing internationalization projects, mainly Indian diesel engine project. We have finished our presentation. We are ready for your questions. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session is open. I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for your question, please press star followed by 1. To cancel the reservation, press star followed by 2. Thank you. First question comes from Miss Monica Bosio from Banca IMI. Miss Bosio, please proceed with your question.
Good morning, everyone. I would have three questions. I apologize, but I managed to to download the slides only with a certain delay. The first question is related to the Vietnam. If I heard well, Vietnam contributed for 9,000 units over the first... Excuse me?
Yes, okay. Yes.
9,000 units over the first 9 months. I was wondering if you can give us any projection on the full year 2009 and, if possible, the expectation for 2010. The second question is related to the business plan. My impression is that the results are better than generally estimated, at least better than my estimates. I was wondering if you confirmed the target for full year 2009 according to the business plan, or if there is a room for an upgrade. And as for the tax rate, I would like to know if there is some update on the tax rate for the full year 2009, because the tax rate was much higher than expected.
Okay, for the Vietnam operation, the current estimates are targeting a total Vietnamese Vespa sales for the whole year of about 22,000 units.
20?
22.
22,000. Okay.
And for the next year, we are just considering the budget, but it will be more than double, of course. More than the double. About the results, the expected results for the end of the year, now we have to say that some markets are performing not as good as we were expecting.
Excuse me, the line is really...
Yes, I was saying that the markets, some important markets, I refer mainly to the two-wheels European market, is performing not so well as we were expecting.
And that?
And thus, the total revenues for the top line, we are not expecting upgrades referring to the business plan. At the EBITDA level, it might be some upgrade, considering the good results that we are having in terms of product cost of product control, but more or less, I think that we will be in line with our forecasts.
Mm-hmm.
And your third question, the tax rate. Yes, the tax rate is a very delicate matter because it is a very technical issue which moves high figures with very slight modifications. And in its managing this issue, we also have to refer to the international accounting standards that consider the matter as a whole without considering the single different and detailed technical details.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that it's not easy to understand why the tax rate can change in such an apparently huge number, because at the first half we have a tax rate expected 43%, and now we are talking about 50%.
Mm-hmm.
But I can confirm you, it's a matter very as the conditions change just a little, the impact on tax rate can be more than significant. So at the moment, what we are considering now, the 50% level, is just the level we are expecting by the end of the year.
40%?
No, 50. 50.
50. Okay.
50%.
Wow.
I remind you that there is a negative component in this figure, which comes from the anticipation in for the 08 of the benefits coming from the motor goods tax losses carried forward. So next year we should be able to reconsider a tax rate more or less in line with our business plan, that was about 43%.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Michele Baldelli from Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Baldelli, sorry, please proceed with your question.
Good morning, everyone. I have just one question on the Vietnamese production plant. If you could give us some guidance in terms of EBITDA margin that you see at regime for this plant.
I hand over to Mr. Galli, our CFO, which is here.
So, the economics of Vietnam are really good in the sense that we are selling a vehicle and having a gross margin of around 37 to 40%. Of course, it depends a lot on the mix. And then, after the gross margin, we have OPEX very limited compared to the normal OPEX here in the group. So let's say something around 10 to 15%. So the EBITDA margin can be around 20 plus figure, I would say. This is looking at the DESPA business. Then in the future we are considered to implement some other vehicle. For this vehicle, which would be, of course, vehicle sold, I mean, not at the same price as Vespa, but still vehicle top of the market, the EBITDA margin can be something lower, but in any case, Vietnam, we consider, can be around 20% in terms of contribution.
Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Guglielmo Manetti from Intermonte. Mr. Manetti, please proceed with your question.
Yes, good morning. Just one question regarding the possibility of scrappage incentive scheme in Italy to be renewed. Can you remind us the assumptions you have for 2010, if they do include or not the extension of the schemes as they are, and if you can provide us any sensitivity about the possibility of these incentives being renewed or being cancelled, how would you be impacted on the Italian market for particularly for the core scooter business? Thank you.
Of course, we don't know if the government will we consider for the next year this kind of support or not, because it is in the mind of the government itself. In our forecast, that means in our business plan, we are not considering this option.
And do you have, can you help us with any kind of sensitivity of, let's say, assuming that they would be renewed as they are, how much turnover they can add to your 2010 estimates?
I mean, as you can imagine, if you are thinking about the valuation of the Piaggio Group, the extension or not of incentive for 6 months during 2010 is not so relevant. So in our plan, we showed 2009 and then the last year of the plan. So take into consideration this kind of number for making the evaluation. So it can be 10,000 less or 10,000 more the difference between having or not having the incentive in the Italian market. Italian market, furthermore, is not the only market. So, for example, in Spain, the government launched some new incentives. So, please, don't focus too much on a specific market for some months of the year in taking the key elements for the evaluation. So, it's not a strategic question.
Okay, thank you. I have another question regarding your financing capabilities. We read today some news about the possibility of a new bond. Can you comment on which kind of conditions you are looking at, and if you are satisfied with your current debt profile, if you are in any case worried about the possibility of interest rate increases over the upcoming years, and then if you are going to change the risk profile of your debt? Thanks.
Okay, this is an option that we are currently considering just because of the good mood that we see on the market, because frankly speaking, we don't have any financial needs at the moment, nor we have specific needs in the short term. It's an option that is only based on the possibility to have a very good conditions if it will be confirmed, and so to be ready to catch the opportunity. But at the moment, I repeat, it's just an option that we are evaluating. We have not committed any advice or on this stuff yet. Of course, in the case that this option will be caught, the benefits for us will come mainly from the different profile of our debt in terms of maturity, of course. This is the most important thing.
Okay, thank you.
No more question at the moment.
No more question?
Okay. Sorry, there is another question from Mr. Roberto Casoni from Otus Capital. Mr. Casoni, please proceed with your question.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I have a couple of questions. The first one is on, I've seen the results are showing a fantastic control of your costs overall. What I would like to ask is, how much those costs cutting are sustainable in the future, i.e., how much of those cost reduction are related to a reduction in the raw material prices, or how much are related to strategies you have been implementing in the past? And the second question is again on Vietnam. You say 22,000 units in 2009. But this is only starting from June. If we assume you are selling at the same rate in 2010, you should be able to, theoretically, to produce and sell four times more. So it's around 85,000-90,000 units. Are those rates and those units sell-in, or you're also seeing more or less the same kind of rate in terms of sell-out, i.e., are you just selling to distributors, and you're filling their stocks, and then we need to wait for the sell-out, or you have the possibility already to see how much you're selling in Vietnam?
Okay, starting from the second question. Vietnam, the Vietnam sales started at the end of June, so the 22,000 units I mentioned before are related to 6 months. We are expecting to have a higher rate in the next year, so we can say that we will have for sure more than 50,000 units.
Okay.
About the cost control, as I told before in my speech, the contribution to the performance in terms of gross margin was mainly due to different factors. First of all, the cost control that came, that accounted for about, let me say, in terms of purchasing, better purchasing management, for about 10 million, which is the result of raw materials evolution, negotiations, and also increases in terms of purchasing volumes coming from the low-cost countries. And at the same time, another important benefit came from the price control, because there was an important contribution, which was around more than 15 million euros, coming from the price increase that we had in India, but also in other markets. These are the main components.
Coming back to Vietnam, I made the wrong calculation. You're right. I mean, it will be more than 50,000 units. Are you currently selling to the distributors? So it's a sell-in kind of deal. But are you already seeing more or less the same rate in terms of sell-out?
No, I have to say that at the moment our sell-in is more or less equal to the sell-out. Of course, there is a little sell-in for network stock, but at the moment, also because the Vietnamese market this year is performing very, very well, by the end of the year we are expecting a level not far from 2.5 million total two-wheel sales in Vietnam, which is a very impressive figure, considering, for example, the European market. And also because of this, and because the expectations that in that market we registered before launch of the Vesta now our sell-in is more or less equal to the sell-out.
Mm-hmm. I understand. And can you remind me the average price you sell the Vespa? Is $2,000?
The street price is $3,500.
$3,500. Okay, in Vietnam?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Next question comes from Mr. Falcioni Alessandro from UniCredit Milano. Mr. Falcioni, please proceed with your question.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Just going back to Europe, you were saying that you don't have any assumption for government incentives in the Italian market next year. And yet this year, I think you were saying earlier, the European market was down 17%, of which 9% in Italy and 6% in the rest of Europe. I was just wondering, what sort of assumption have you got for sales into Europe for next year in terms of volumes of scooters and motorcycles? I mean, what are you envisaging? You know, and I understand that also you are restructuring the distribution and commercial effort into Europe. So could you please give us some detail there?
So basically, in the plan, we assume that the market is going to be pretty stable in Europe across the next years, probably a little bit better than in 2009. What we want to do is to increase our market share in the motorbikes business, where we have currently a market share of around 6%, and we want to move up to 8-10%. Going on with our recovery of market share in the two-wheeler business. Actually, the number we have today in terms of market share for scooter is higher than the one we used to build up our business plan up to 2008. So what I want to say is that if we are able to stay stable in terms of market share in the two-wheeler scooter, we will beat our assumption for the plan.
Okay. But don't you think that in Italy, there will be no incentives next year, there could be a little bit of weakness for having anticipated demand, or you know?
I mean, if we have to make an hypothesis about incentives today, I would say that the government will put the incentives also for the next year. So this incentive will provide, of course, some support in order to keep the market constant or a little bit rising compared to 2018. Of course, sooner or later, this incentive will end up, and probably the big variation is 3 months before and 3 months later. The stop of the incentive, because 3 months before we will have probably some sort of increase in sales because people want to buy the vehicle, saving some money, and probably there will be a decrease in the following 3 months. But in any case, I mean, we have to see incentive as something set by the government in order to facilitate the market. So, I mean, the day probably when the incentive will finish, probably the economy will have recovered. And so the market in itself, also without incentive will have the trend to rise a little bit.
Okay, thank you. One question on Vietnam. Sorry, but the line is very bad. I didn't catch what you said about expected sales to Vietnam in terms of Euro million for this year. Did you say 30 million?
So the total number of vehicles we are going to sell this year in Vietnam for Vespa, so the locally made Vespa, is around 22,000 vehicles. So $3,400 is the street price, while the price of the dealer is around 2.2 thousand. So making, I mean, the multiplication of price.
Okay, 50.
Okay, around 45 million. Then, on top of Vietnamese Vespa, we have other vehicles sold in Vietnam, which will make the total volume for Vietnam around 25 to 26,000. And for Asia, we have a target exceeding the 75 million euros. So Asia, which is Vietnam, plus other two-wheeler countries, of course, without taking into consideration our PDVL operation, so the 3-4-wheeler.
Okay. And the rollout of Vespa sales into the ASEAN market, so Indonesia particularly, but Thailand as well. Do you have any timing on that?
So what we want to do is extract the full potential value of Vietnamese market. So for the next year, we plan to manufacture and sell in Vietnam around 60,000 Vespas, and then on top of that, we plan to sell to the other countries, the Asian countries, so Indonesia, Malaysia, and so on and so forth, the Vespa. But since over there the market at the moment is not, it's not still embraced, the ramp up can start next year. But will not ramp up, of course, at the pace of the Vietnam market. So we can expect that next year we will start selling over there, but the full development will be in 2012. In terms of production capacity, our production capacity in Vietnam is 100,000, but we already bought another piece of land aside the plant, so that also in terms of production capacity, we will not have any problem in serving the market.
Thank you very much. I've finished.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
There is another question from Mr. Stefano Lustig from Equita SIM. Mr. Lustig, please proceed with your question.
Yeah, good morning. First of all, I wanted to check a couple of things. Just to understand if I understood, just to check if I understood well. As for the EBITDA growth and the profitability increase, you were mentioning 10 million benefit from, better raw materials and better purchase, and the 15 euro million benefit coming from price increases. Just to check if you were referring to 9-month results or the single quarter. And then second question is on the tax rate, just to check that the guidance for full year is 50%. And I wanted to know if we will focus instead of, report the tax rate, the cash-out taxation rate, more or less what could be a level. And the third question is on India, to understand what is the evolution in sales of four wheels, or what is today the proportion, more or less, between three wheels and four wheels sales in recent months. Thank you.
Okay. About the EBITDA efficiency. The figures that I mentioned are related to the 9-month period. So, the 10 million purchasing efficiencies refers to the 9 months and includes all the evolution that we had in terms of raw materials evolution, negotiations, and low-cost countries' purchase increase that raised from 19.5% up to 23.4%. That means almost 4 percentage points more than last year. The same period, of course, at the same period is related to the price increase that I mentioned before. About the cash tax, it's not easy. It's a very technical and complex explanation that I can tell you. It could be because you have to take into account a lot of different issues, like the tax assets and many other things. Anyway, you can consider a 40% more or less. There's a 40% cash tax rate as a good approximation. And finally, you asked about the 3- and 4-wheeler sales in India, if I'm not wrong. Just a moment.
Well, as for the Indian market, the ratio between 3 wheels and 4 wheels is stable against last year. That is approximately 70% of 3 wheels and 30% of 4 wheels. Both the two markets, 3 wheels and 4 wheels, are growing from last year, and September year to date, the growth pace is approximately 9%, both on the 3 wheels and on the 4 wheels. Also, our market share are stable in both segments. That is, the market share on the 4 wheels is at the moment greater than 40%, while the market share on the 4 wheel is around from 5 to 6%.
Thank you very much.
Any more questions?
No more questions at the moment.
Okay, if there are no more questions, I thank you for attending our conference call. I remind you that I will be available, as usual, to give you any additional information. Thank you, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling Piaggio.